Brothers and sisters, please turn to Exodus.
我们先翻到二十七章。
Let's first turn to chapter 27.
我们从第一节开始看一点点。
We will read a portion of the scripture starting from verse 1.
二十七章第一节。
Chapter 27 of Exodus, verse 1.
你要用皂荚木做坛，这坛要四方的，长五肘，宽五肘，高三肘，要在坛的四拐角上做四个角，与坛接连一块，用铜把坛包裹，要做盘，收去坛上的灰，又做铲子、盘子、肉叉子、火鼎，坛上一切的器具都是用铜做的，为坛做一个铜网，在网的四角上做四个铜环，把网放按在坛的四面的回腰板以下，使网从下达到坛的半腰，又要用皂荚木为坛做杆，用铜包裹，这杆要穿在坛两旁的环子内，用以抬坛，要用板做坛，坛是空的，都照着在山上指示你的样式做。
Verse 1, you shall make an altar of acacia wood, 5 cubits long and 5 cubits wide. The altar shall be square, and its height shall be 3 cubits. You shall make its horns on its 4 corners. Its horns shall be of 1 piece with it, and you shall overlay it with bronze.Also, you shall make its pans to receive its ashes, and its shovels, and its basins, and its forks, and its fire pans. You shall make all its utensils of bronze. You shall make a grate for it, a network of bronze, and on the network you shall make 4 bronze rims at its 4 corners. You shall put it under the rim of the altar beneath, that the network may be midway up the altar, and you shall make poles for the altar,poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with bronze. The poles shall be put in the rings, and the poles shall be on the 2 sides of the altar to bear it. You shall make it hollow with boards. As it was shown you on the mountain, so shall they make it.
然后请弟兄姊妹们翻到第三十章。
Now let's turn to chapter 30.
我们从十七节开始看。
We will read starting from verse 17.
耶和华晓谕摩西说，你要用铜做洗濯盘和盘座，以便洗澡。要将盘放在会幕和坛的中间，在盘里盛水。亚伦和他儿子要在这盘里洗手洗脚，他们进会幕或是就近坛前供给，给耶和华献火祭的时候，必用水洗澡，免得死亡。他们洗手洗脚，就免得死亡。这要做亚伦和他后裔世世代代永远的定例。
Verse 17 of chapter 30 of Exodus. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying,You shall also make a laver of bronze, with its base also of bronze for washing. You shall put it between the tabernacle meeting and the altar, and you shall put water in it. For Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet in water from it. When they go into the tabernacle meeting, or when they come near the altar to minister, to burn an offering made by fire to the Lord, they shall wash with water, lest they die.So they shall wash their hands and their feet, lest they die. And it shall be a statute forever to them, to him and his descendants throughout their generations.
请翻到新约的罗马书第三章。
Romans in New Testament, chapter 3.
我们从二十一节开始看。
We will read starting from verse 21.
第三章二十一节。
Romans 3:21.
但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来， 有律法和先知为证，就是神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎就白白的称义。神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪，好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。
Romans 3:21. But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by His blood, through faith to demonstrate His righteousness, because in His forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed, to demonstrate at the present time His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.
我们再翻到十二章。
Chapter 12 of the same book.
我们从第一节开始留意。
That's note, starting from verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为他在人中间所做的一切是向着一个非常明确的目的。
For everything he has done among man, and that is directed toward a very specific purpose.
他又让被造的人成为他自己的荣耀的彰显。
He allowed his created being to become the very manifestation of his glory.
也成为他的权柄的出口。
And also, that person has become the utterance of his authority.
要叫万有都因着神自己荣耀的显明而毫无保留的归服在属的权柄的底下。
So all creation will be subjective to the very authority of God through the manifestation of His creation.
这是神在起初把他的心意向人发表的时候，没有保留的向我们打开的。
This is something God has revealed to us without reservation when He made His will known to us.
所以我们读神的话的时候，我们都非常清楚地看到一件事情。
So when we read God's word, we could see it very clearly.
整本圣经是那么厚。
That although the whole Bible is that thick.
但是弟兄姊妹，你如果用点功夫来读神的话的时候，
But brothers and sisters, if you really put in your effort to study,
你非常清楚地看到那么厚的一本圣经是说到神的那一个心意怎样安排和怎样成全。
Even with the Bible being so thick, you could see it so clearly of the arrangement of the purpose of God's will.
如果弟兄姊妹们再细一点去注意的话呢，
However, if you study it in detail,
你会发现整本那么厚的圣经啊，如果把当中那些具体的内容都抽出来，
You realize that within the thick Bible, if you take out all the tangible things,
你会发觉 神在圣经里面所发表的乃是一件事情，他要做成什么事情。
What God is revealing in the Bible, the very thing he wants to accomplish.
然后他就做，一直做到末了的时候，就把他所做的做成了。
And God continues to do that very task until the end that is finished.
那如果我们领会这样的一件事，
If we can come to understand this,
我们就发现整本圣经里面绝大部分的事情都是说到按照神的心意被造出来的人没有跟上神的旨意。
The majority of the Bible teaches that the very man created according to God's purpose has fallen short of God's will.
那然后神就用他自己的恩典和怜悯来把这些浮出了神的心意以外的人带回到他的心意里。
And God with his own mercy and grace is bringing all those people who have gone astray out of his will back to his original plan.
那整本圣经就是说这样的一件事。
And that's exactly what the whole Bible is talking about.
那所以就有弟兄们给我们提到一件事。
And some brothers have mentioned this to us.
如果人在神的面前没有堕落的话，
Should man have never fallen before God?
圣经不会有那么厚。
The Bible would not have been that thick.
那圣经有多少的内容呢？
Then exactly how much is the content of the Bible?
大概只有，不知道是有多少内容，但是按照我们目前所知道的一点资料来说的话，大概只有四章圣经。
According to the limited information that we have about the Bible, roughly the Bible only consists of four chapters.
哪四章呢？
Which four chapters?
创世纪第一章、第二章。
Chapter 1 and 2 of Genesis.
启示录21章、22章。
And chapter 21 and 22
of Revelation. 那就是整个的计划的完成。
And that's the execution of the whole plan of God.
那弟兄姊妹，当你了解到这件事，你就看到圣经里面绝大部分都是说到神怎样把那个人走迷了的那种光景来完全的扭转过来。
So brothers and sisters, if you do understand this, you will realize that the whole Bible, for the majority part of it, is simply God's work trying to recover, restore the people who have gone astray.
如果人没有走迷的话，
If man have never gone astray,
那这许许多多的挽回的工作就不需要了。
Then all of these recovery works would not be necessary.
我们就看见从创世纪第一章一开始，立刻你就看到启示录最末了那两章。
So starting from the very beginning of Genesis, we can jump all the way ahead to the very end, two chapters of Revelation.
但是不行。
However, it did not happen like this.
人的走迷是一个事实。
Because it is a fact that man have gone
astray. 是神必须要把走迷的人带回神的目的。
Therefore, God has to bring all the people who have gone astray back to his original plan.
所以神在过去的世代里面做了很多很多的事情。
Therefore, God did so many things in the past generation.
一直做到今天，神还没有停止他的工作。
He has been working until today, still he hasn't, he's not finished.
神还继续在让你做他这一个工作。
There God continues to do his work.
那我们特别提到了，如果从大的事情上面，我们可以看到一层一次一次一次的神在那里显出他的工作为。
We mentioned this last night that God has been revealing his work time again through the major events.
神所以用那么长的时间来显明他的作为，乃是因为要解决人的这一方面所造成的难处啊，是一个非常不容易的事情。
The reason that God took so much time to resolving this problem is simply because the very problem he wanted to resolve is really difficult and hard to resolve.
所以神就按照他自己的定义，一层一层一层来把那些阻挡来挪开。
So God, according to his predestined purpose, he is trying to remove all the obstacles one layer at a time.
然后就让神的心意在那里 发表出来。
Then God's will be manifested.
我们感谢我们的主。
We really thank our Lord.
那我们今天晚上继续往前去看的时候。
Today, as we continue to consider this theme,
我们就从会幕里边做起点了。
We will start from the very event at the tabernacle.
我们曾经提到，神在起初的时候只是有一个心意的发表。
We mentioned that in the very beginning, God only had this manifestation of His purpose.
然后神就有一些具体的启示。
And then He showed some tangible revelation afterward.
再过一段的时刻，那神就把那个具体的那个启示呢，来做成一个具体的实体的表现。
Then after a while, God would bring forth some tangible facts and events according to His tangible revelation.
那我们今天就是从神的启示进入那个具体实体的表现的这个点上来开始。
Tonight we will be sharing starting on the very point where God has brought forth His tangible word.
我们很清楚地看到。
Now here we see it very clearly.
从这个点的开始，神就把他所要做的工从具体的显现一直带到今天我们在他面前所承受的那一份恩典。
Starting at this point, we could see that through God's tangible work at that point, God has been leading us all the way to today of His tangible will.
就是神不但是把我们所有的阻挡都挪开。
God has removed all the obstacles.
并且把神的生命也赏给我们。
And also He has given us His life.
然后就用着我们来建造他的教会。
And He's using us to build up His church.
等到有一天教会建造完成的时候。
Until one day the church has been finished.
主就把他的旨意带更近的一步带到国度。
And the Lord will bring His further purpose into His kingdom.
然后最末了就带到新天新地。
And in the end, He will lead us to the new heaven and new earth.
如果我们看神那个永远的心思的时候，
As we consider His eternal purpose,
我们看到神整个挽回的那个恩典的显出啊，最关键的那一点，就是我们今天所站的这一个时候。
We could see the critical point of the recovery of His grace is right at the very now, present time where we are standing.
乃是借着神儿子的救恩，他得着一些人。
That is, God has gained a group of people through the salvation of His Son.
他不单是接受这一批人做他的众子。
Not only has God received these people to be His sons,
并且用着这许许多多的称为众子的人来组成他的教会。
And He is using all these people who are called His sons to form the church.
那我们现在是在这个时刻的里头。
And we're right now in this age.
但是这个时刻没有开始以前呢。
But before this time started,
神并不是说我要做一件事情，他就这样做。
God is not saying that this is the thing I want to do, so He does it.
他必须先要把一些阻挡从人的身上挪掉。
First, He has to remove all the obstacles in man.
然后人才能有那个条件来到神的面前来接受神的那个安排。
Then man could be qualified to come before God to receive all His arrangements.
那所以在神那个整个的安排和带领的里头。
Therefore, in the whole arrangement and leading of God,
我们就看到神在旧约的日子做了一个非常非常大的事。
We see that God has performed such a great thing in Old Testament.
就是在西乃山上把带出埃及的那一批以色列人来组成一个特别的民族。
That is, at Mount Sinai, God used all the people He led out of Egypt to form a special people.
神把一个特殊的任务交给他们。
And God has given them a special mission.
当然，神也给他们一个特殊的训练，让他们能配合他们被蒙拣选的那个身份。
Of course, God also has been giving them a special training so they could be equipped to God's special election.
那在神给他们的整个的律法的内容的里头，其中有一个部分是非常重要的。
In the contents of the whole law that God has given to them, there is one very crucial portion.
那个不在律法的条例的里头，但是确实和律法同一个时间交给他的百姓。
Although it's not under the law, but it is given to the Israelites at the same time.
那就是神告诉摩西说，回去给我造一个会幕。
God told Moses, go back to build me a tabernacle.
那这个会幕该怎么做呢？
Then how you should make this tabernacle?
神就把那个图样让摩西能明白。
God showed Moses this blueprint so Moses could understand.
然后就非常明显的告诉他说，你必须要照着我给你的那个样式来造出这个会幕。
In planning, God told Moses, do this according to the pattern I show you.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
在会幕整个的建造的过程里，
In the process of building the tabernacle,
神把那个会幕的内容一点一点一点的让摩西明白。
God showed Moses bit by bit the every part of the construction.
那么神把这个会幕赏给以色列人。
And then God bestowed this tabernacle upon Israelites.
目的在哪里呢？
What was God's purpose?
当然我们从25章里面看到，说出神要借助那个会幕住在以色列人的当中。
In chapter 25, we know that through the tabernacle, God wanted to dwell among them.
但是同时呢，
But at the same time,
你看到神在会幕整个的启示的里头也带出一个很严肃的要求。
In the revelation of building God's tabernacle, God also brought out a very serious demand.
那个要求是什么？
And what is that demand?
那就是人是有恩典可以来到神的面前。
That is, yes, man did have the grace to come before God.
去承受神所应许的各样的祝福。
To receive all kinds of blessings which God had promised.
但是同时呢？
But at the same time,
那是到神面前来的人，
those who came before God,
他们从神那边接受了一个差遣，
as they received the commission from God,
他们要成为一个侍奉神的人，
they wanted to become people who serve God.
那弟兄姊妹，这个很有意思的。
Brother and sister, this is something very
interesting. 因为当我们看会幕的时候，
as we consider the tabernacle,
我们看见神的那个安排，
as we look upon all the arrangements of God, as to man's trying to measure up,
好像有一点点差异在哪里？
It seems that there is a gap in between.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters,
当神给人启示会幕的时候，
When God revealed His revelation on the tabernacle,
他是把会幕里面最重要的那个点先开始。
He started with the most important place in the tabernacle.
然后就一直就把那个会幕整个的内容才启示出去。
And gradually he continued to reveal the contents of the tabernacle.
如果你从实在的那个属灵的那一个原则上来去注意的话呢，
If you pay attention to the practical spiritual principle here,
你很容易就看到一件事。
It's very easy for you to see.
神最主要的那个事情就是说，他盼望人来到他的面前。
The most important thing to God is that God wishes man to come before him.
但是人要来到神的面前呢？
But as man coming to God,
他必须要除去许许多多的阻挡。
As man coming to God's presence, he has to remove all the obstacles.
那说神就按照那一个程序的一步一步的把会幕来宣启示出来。
Therefore, according to the process of removing the obstacles, God revealed step by step of the building of the tabernacle.
但是你要如果是说你是一个人，
But if you as a man,
你现在要到神的面前去，
trying to go to God,
那你怎么能去神那里呢？
How could you come to God, before God?
那我们从神那个最会幕那个启示来看的时候，
As we view the revelation God has shown on about His tabernacle,
所启示的物件的那个内容啊，刚好相反。
The articles that's being that are revealed in the tabernacle are actually contrary to what we just said.
神启先就是说， No, 我有一个意思在这里，我要巴不得所有的人都能来到我的面前。
First God said, this is my will that all the people would come before me.
啊，当人你看到我的这个心思的时候，你就会爱慕要来到我的面前。
When man seeing God's heart like this would long to come before him.
那等到人心里头有个意念了。
But when man do you have this desire?
哦，我们要寻求神了。
Saying, oh, we want to seek after God.
那我们怎么到神面前去呢？
How do we go before him?
你就看到神所启示的事情呢，就刚好翻过来给人看见，你必须从这里开始，然后一步一步去到神的面前。
Then you could see the things that God revealed to man actually being reversed. God would show you that to come to me, you have to do this first and second.
我稍微提一提这件事情，是让弟兄姊妹在以后你读经的时候，你细细去留意这个方向，或者说神的这一个安排。
I just mentioned this in passing for you to be able to understand God's arrangement regarding this as you study your Bible carefully.
在这次的聚会的交通里头，我们就不深入来去留意那一方面了。
Now, at the sharing of this fellowship, we will not go into detail about that.
那正因着神在那样的一个带领里边，是有好像是有层次在那里的。
In God's leading, we could see that God has been doing his work as though there are layers.
啊，神在那里说到他的最高的心思的时候，就分成几个部。几个部分，那人呢，一部分一部分的往前去，那去到了最幕后的那个点，你就面对面的与神在一起了。
As God speaks of his ultimate goal for a man, he also shows us there are several parts to you, to that, and men just have to go step by step in order to reach God's ultimate goal.
所以当我们一看到那个会幕的那个事情的时候，或者说圣殿的那个实际的光景的时候，
So as we consider the tabernacle or the very reality of the holy temple,
我们很清楚地看见那个会幕也好，圣殿也好，它整个来说就是分成三个段落。
It's very clear to us whether it's the tabernacle or the holy temple, there are three parts to it.
这三个部分呢，就很完整的把那个会幕表达出来了。
These three parts completely display, reveal the true meaning of the tabernacle.
很可惜我没有把一个图片带来给弟兄姊妹当面看一看那个会幕的具体的安排。
It's just too bad that I did not bring the picture of the tabernacle, so you could look at them, the whole building.
但是在中文圣经的那个上下两行的那个本子上头呢，后面前头有些图片是可以把这个会幕的整个的内容给我们能去看到的。
But if you have a Chinese Bible, you could look into the pictures being placed in that book.And it does give you an overview of the tabernacle.
那整个的会幕它就分成三个部分。
And the whole tabernacle is divided into three parts.
头一个部分叫做外院。
The first part is the outer court.
第二个部分叫做圣所。
The second part is the holy place.
第三个部分叫做至圣所。
The third part is called the most holy place.
这些名词我们都会熟悉。
We're all familiar with these terms.
但是具体的内容是怎么样呢？
But what are the tangible?Contents of these.
在主的启示的里边是很有讲究的。
The Lord in His revelation demands a lot.
我们这次交通就是按照这三个部分来看看神的安排。
Our sharing is based upon how God has arranged these three parts.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们都知道。
Brothers and sisters, we all know this.
会幕是分成这三个部分。
This tabernacle is divided into three parts.
会幕是给以色列人的。
And the tabernacle is for Israelites.
但是不是每一个以色列人都可以到会幕的。
However, it's not every Israelite who is qualified to go
there. 那我想这一点弟兄姊妹不是很清楚的。
I suppose, brothers and sisters, you're clear on this point.
不错，会幕是神 告诉以色列人说，我要住在你们中间。
Indeed, God has told Israelites that I would dwell in the tabernacle.
但事实上呢，以色列人就不能靠近会幕的。
But actually, all the Israelites could not come near to the tabernacle.
你说这样子，这个会幕在那里做有什么功用呢？
Then you would ask, what's the function of the tabernacle?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神借着那个会幕是向我们说出他要做一个什么事情，来把人带到神的面前。
Through the tabernacle.God is trying to tell us that what is the thing God wants to do to bring us back to Him.
在时间没有到的时候，人的确是不能来到神的面前。
Before the time has arrived, yes, men could not come before Him.
但是神说，我有一个意思要把你们都带到我的面前。
But God does say that I do have this desire to bring all of you before me.
所以我就在那里安排一个事情，那么这些事情一件一件的解决掉了以后，所有的拦阻都挪去了，你们就直接到我面前来了。
So I'm arranging for all kinds of things, and after every single one is carried out, removing all the obstacles, now you can come before me.
所以会幕在那个时候只是发表神的心意，神要怎么做。
Therefore, the tabernacle only serves as a revelation of God's the purpose, telling us what is it that God wants to do.
我想我们弟兄姊妹你都知道。
Brothers and sisters, I suppose you all know
this. 在以色列人在旷野安营的时候。
As Israelites camped in the wilderness.
或者是他们以后进到了迦南，他们按照所分配的那个地业来居住的时候。
Or,Later on, as they went into the land of Canaan, as they dwell in the allotted land,
他们要去圣殿,
and as they wanted to go to the temple,
要去到圣殿去侍奉神、敬拜神,
to serve and worship God in the holy temple.
但是不管在旷野的时候也好，在迦南地里头也好,
but whether they were in the wilderness or in the land of Canaan,
绝大部分的以色列人是不可能进入圣殿的。
The majority of the Israelites had no way to enter the holy temple.
那只有什么人可以进入圣殿呢?
Then who could go in?
那神是特别拣选了一些人。
God had chosen special people.
笼统的来说，那是利未支派。
Now, roughly speaking, this is the tribe of Levi.
利未支派的人可以进到外院。
The Levites could enter the outer court.
但是利未支派的人不一定能进到会幕。
However, all the people of the tribe of Levi may not necessarily be able to go into the tabernacle.
那是什么人可以进到会幕呢?
Then who could actually go in the tabernacle?
是利未支派里边的亚伦的子孙就可以进到会幕。
It's the descendants of the family of Aaron. They could go in.
但是也不是所有亚伦的子孙进到会幕就可以进到至圣所。
Then again, it's not all the descendants of the family of Aaron as they go into the holy place, then they are qualified to go into the most holy place.
他们只能进到圣所。
They could only go into the holy place.
至圣所他们也不能进去。
So they could not go into the holy of the holiest.
但是如果不能进到至圣所，那么人和神的相遇根本就不存在嘛。
But if a man cannot go into the most holy place,Then it really doesn't exist where man could meet God.
但是神是允许一个人进去。
But God did allow one person to go in.
那是谁呢?
Who is that?
那是亚伦自己。
That's Aaron himself.
和承接亚伦来做大祭司的他的子孙。
All those descendants of Aaron who became ministers in the priesthood.
那我想我们弟兄姊妹大概能掌握到这样的一个情况。
Brothers and sisters, I suppose you could understand this is the whole picture.
但是很有意思。
But something is very interesting.
就大部分的那以色列人不能来到神的面前。
That is the majority of Israelites simply could not come before God.
只有亚伦一个人可以进到那个至圣所。
Only Aaron alone could go into the most holy place.
但是很有意思的在哪里呢?
Then what's the interesting part here?
是亚伦一个人进入圣所，来代表整个以色列给带进至圣所。
Aaron alone went into the most holy place, and this very fact represented the whole Israelite going in.
那这个我们一慢慢看下去，我该给弟兄姊妹们留意到这一件事。
We will elaborate more on this point.
那么现在我们先要掌握这一个点。
First, let's grasp this point.
会幕分成三个阶，分成三个部分。
That is the tabernacle divided into three parts.
头一个部分是外院。
The first part is outer court.
那这个外院外头就是以色列人的所在。
Where Israelites stayed.
以色列人不可能来进入外院了。
Israelites could not enter the outer court.
只有利未人可以进去。
Only the Levites could go in.
那能进到外院的利未人呢？
And all those Levites who could go in the outer court.
也不一定能进到那个圣所的。
May not necessarily be able to go into the holy place.
只有做祭司的那少数人可以进入圣所。
Only those who serve as priests could go in.
然后最末了呢？
Then in the end,
只有一个人可以有机会一年到至圣所一次。
Only one person could go into the most holy place once a year.
那么这就是当时会幕那三个部分的那个实在的光景。
So this is the true condition of those three parts of the tabernacle in those days.
很有意思。
Interesting, isn't it?
我有一次读经读到主耶稣说到天国的问题的时候，提到那个撒种的比喻。
One time as I was reading the Bible when the Lord spoke of the parable of the sower,
主在那外头撒种，说的有一个人就是撒种。
The Lord says that one person goes out to sow the seed.
有些就撒到那个石头地上。
Some fell upon the stony ground.
就给飞鸟吃掉了。
And the bird of the air came to devour
them. 有些就撒到那个荆棘丛里。
Some were being scattering among the thorns.
长是长出来了，但是长不大。
Yes, they did grow, but they couldn't grow mature.
那有些呢，就撒到那个好土里。
Others had been scattered among the good soil.
那么然后呢，就结出果子来了。
And they brought forth fruit.
有的是结了三十倍。
Some 30-fold.
有的们结了六十倍。
Others 60-fold.
有的们接到一百倍。
Some others are 100-fold.
那现在弟兄姊妹，你都熟悉我们主说的这个比喻。
Brothers and sisters, you're all familiar with the parable of our Lord.
那我先要问弟兄姊妹们一个问题。
Now, first I would like to ask all the brothers and sisters one question.
你心里边去回答这个问题。
You just have to answer my question in your heart.
我就不要你们给答案我。
I don't need you to say loudly.
因为答案呢，答对了，那你很高兴；答不对了，你又觉得很不好意思。
Because if you answer the question right, you'll be very happy. Otherwise, you'll be embarrassed.
那问题是什么呢？
And then this is my question.
那弟兄姊妹记得这个事实的那个基础。
Now, brothers and sisters, first remember the very fact of this parable.
这些种子是撒在好土里的。
These seeds have been scattered into good soil.
弟兄姊妹记得哈，是好土。
Brothers and sisters, remember good soil.
能长出籽粒来的那个土。
The very soil which could bring forth the crops.
那现在是长出三十倍来了。
Now it has produced 30-fold.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得我们的主看到这个结果？是不是很满意呢？
Brothers and sisters, do you think our Lord would be very satisfied?
或者我说的更准确一点。
Or maybe I should put it more accurately.
我们主是不是最满意呢？
Is our Lord most satisfied now?
弟兄姊妹，你记得是撒在好土里。
Brothers and sisters, you know that this seed is being sown, scattered into good soil.
有一些撒在不是好土的，那什么结果都没有。
Those seeds that have not been so scattered in good soil. Of course, they had no good results.
现在撒在好土里边有结果了。
Now these seeds have been sown in scattered into good soil and
brought good crops. 但是这些结果是有区别。
But the result of the crops.
其中一些是三十倍。
Some are different. Some are their 30-fold crops.
一粒麦子结出三十粒出来，哎呀，你满意不满意？
From one kernel of the grain,
主满意不满意？
That it produced 30-fold of crop. Is our Lord satisfied? Are you satisfied?
一般来说，应该说是能满意嘛，人有收获了还不满意。
Generally speaking, you should be satisfied, right, with all this crop.
但是如果主一提出有些结出60倍的， 那这个一比较，你就立刻知道三十倍的那个价值是好像不那么高了。
But our Lord also mentioned the 64 crops. So then right away you see the value of 30-fold crop isn't that high anymore.
如果再提到一百倍的话呢，那个主的心意就显明的更清楚了。
Then again, our Lord mentions 100-fold crops. Then here we could see the Lord's heart more clearly.
弟兄姊妹，你可以这样去领会。
Brothers and sisters, we could understand it in this way.
当然，在主的心思里头是巴不得所有的神的儿女们都是结实一百倍的。
Of course, in the heart of our Lord, He wishes all of His children would bear fruit 100-fold.
用属灵的话来说。
In our spiritual terms,
所有神的儿女们都给带到一个地步，主是怎样，他们就是怎样。
That's when all of God's children will be brought to such a place, there as the Lord is, so are they.
完全的像主的。
They will be the Lord like completely.
这才是一百倍啊。
Then this is 100-fold.
一百倍就是完全像主的。
The 100-fold simply means they are like the Lord. Well, with the 60-fold, well, most of them are like the Lord, but still, they have something falling short.
30 倍的那个差距就更大一点。
And the distance for those who bear 30-fold crops would be even greater.
我不是去解说这一个族的比喻。
Now, I'm not here to explain
the Lord's
parable.
我是借用那一个比喻来说到会幕里边那三层的安排。
But I'm using this parable to explain the arrangement of the three part in the tabernacle.
那三层的安排，我也许是这样把它说一下。
Now I think I should share with you on the three parts of tabernacle in this way.
接三十倍的那些都是进到院子里头的人。
Those who bear the 30-fold crops are those who enter the outer court.
接60倍的那是进到圣所里头的人。
Those with 60-fold crops entered the most holy place.
100倍的那是进到至圣所里头的人。
And those with 100-fold crops have gone into the most holy place.
那丁子我姑且借用这样的一个想法来去说明至圣所里边的，说明会幕里头我们的主所做的那个安排。
Brothers and sisters, I'm just using a thought like this and trying to explain the arrangement of the holy tabernacle.
那为什么我这样来让弟兄怎么去想呢？
Now, why is it I'm thinking it along this line together with you?
一个最根本的问题就是在
The most fundamental question is
你去圣殿。
When you go to the holy temple,
或者说你去会幕，
or when you go to the temple,
你为了什么去会幕？
Why do you go there?
你为了什么去进圣殿？
Why do you want to go to the holy temple?
弟兄姊妹，当圣殿摆在那里也好，会幕摆在那里也好，你能看到一件事情，你要进入圣殿，你只有一个目的。
Brothers and sisters, whether it's the holy temple or the tabernacle being placed there, you have to understand that the reason that you want to go there
is
to draw near to God.
而接近神的这一件事情上又分成两个部分。
And there are also two parts to the very event of being drawn near to God.
这两个部分有一个共同的表达。
And there is this common thread of revealing the very fact.
那个表达就是说你去接受神的权柄。
That simply means that you have to receive God's authority.
那这个去接受主的权柄的这件事情，你又分成两个部分。
Now the very thing of receiving God's authority, it could also be divided into two parts.
一部分就是接受承受恩典的权柄。
One part is to receive the authority of His grace.
另一部分就是接受神的管理的权柄。
The other part is to receive authority of His ruling.
所以每一个只有进会幕里头的人，他没有别的意念的。
So everyone who wants to go into the tabernacle should have no
other thought. 他只有一个意念。
One, the only thought.
我就是去侍奉神。
That he has is just to serve God.
我就是在那里彰显神的荣耀、权柄和完美。
There, I just want to manifest the Lord's glory, beauty, and authority.
不然的话，你去圣殿干什么？
Otherwise, why do you bother to go to the holy temple?
不然的话，你到会幕那里干什么呢？
Otherwise, why do you go to the tabernacle?
那弟兄姊妹，所以为什么刚才我特别提到说，绝大部分的人都不能到会幕？
Brothers and sisters, I just mentioned especially that the majority of the people could not go in the tabernacle.
那是带出这个点。
And I'm trying to bring out.
所有进会幕的人都是要是一个侍奉神的人。
Everyone who goes in the tabernacle has to be the one who serves God.
所有进会幕的人都是为了彰显神的荣耀的人。
And everyone who goes into the tabernacle is to reveal God's glory.
既然我们进会幕是为了这样的一个目的。
Since this is the very purpose for us to go into the tabernacle.
那因此我们就不能不留意了。
Then we just have to
神把这个会幕分成三个阶段
pay attention to the fact that God has divided the tabernacle
那每一个阶段都有它的特殊的表现在那里
and every part has its special meaning
啊，并且每一个会幕所有的都对那个进会幕的人有很重的要求
and every article in the tabernacle speaks of the great demands to everyone who wants to go in
那么现在开始我们来看进会幕的了，当然是头一个阶段。
Now shall we first consider the very first part of entering the tabernacle?
那当你来到会幕的那一个章那个范围
，When you come close to the premises of this tabernacle，
或者你来到圣殿的那个范围，就是你到只能到的外院。
Or when you come to the premises of this holy temple, you can only come to the outer court.
你在那里看到什么呢？
What do you see there?
那个门可以说是打开的。
You see the open gate.
但是呢，在那个打开的门的前头呢，是有一些物件摆在哪里的。
But there are pieces of furniture placed before that open gate.
如果你要进，你进到院子的里边。
If you do enter the court,
你不能就马上进会幕的。
You cannot just go straight to the
tabernacle. 因为那里有两个物件挡在那里。
Because there are two articles.
如果你不能绕过，你不能走过这两个物件的话，你就不能进会幕的。
If you cannot pass by these two articles, then you're not allowed to go in.
比方说你可以走过的这两个了。
For example, even though you could bypass
the article, 到进到圣所里头了。
Now you enter the holy place.
你又看到圣所里边呢，又有三件物件摆在那里。
And you see three pieces of furniture being placed there.
那如果你要进入至圣所的话
，For you to go into the most holy place,
这三件事物摆在那里，对进去的人都有要求的。
These three pieces of furniture speak of the demands for those who want to go into the most holy place.
如果你没有经过那个要求
，If you have not met the demands，
你就不能进到至圣所。
You're not qualified to go into.
那所以我们这次来从会幕里边来看我们的生命的成长也好，我们的服事的那一个追求也好。
Whether you view the growth of your life or the pursuing of serving God in view in light of this tabernacle.
我们是按照神的那一个安排来注意的。
We pay a special attention to God's arrangement on this.
那好，现在我们就从头一个阶段来开始。
Now that's for consider the first part.
我们要进会幕。
Now we're about to enter the tabernacle.
那我们到了外院了。
And now we come to the outer court.
你到了外院。
When you come to the outer court.
那如果你就是这样就要进去的话，你进不去的。
If you just want to go straight into the tabernacle, you're not allowed to.
那你要进去的话，你怎么进去呢
？Then how could you actually enter the tabernacle?
你要带一个祭牲来。
First, you have to bring a sacrifice.
你来到那个院子的门口。
Bring an sacrifice animal
按照当时的手续
come into the gate according
你就把那个祭牲交给那个利未人
according to the sacrificial procedure you would give this to the priest
让他们给你来把那个祭牲来杀掉
and the Levite priest would kill the animal
然后就献在祭坛上
and the priest would offer it on the altar
那这样你就应付 步了头一个要求了。
And then you met first requirement.
那因此弟兄姊妹，当我们来到会幕那里头的时候
，So brothers and sisters, as we come before the tabernacle,
马上你就碰到一个神的权柄的问题。
Right away, you touch upon the very question of God's authority.
碰到神的一个什么权柄呢
？What authority of God?
碰到你凭什么资格去见神
？That is by what you could come to see God.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们每一个人的都。有过的经历
Brothers and sisters, this is the very experience every one of us has
你不能说要见神我就去见
You cannot simply say that I want to see God and here you go
你要去见神的话你必须有那个符合的那个资格
If you want to see God, you have to meet all the qualifying demands
因为如果你不符合那个资格那么神的话是那样清楚说你非圣洁没有人能见主
Because you have not met all those qualifying conditions, as God's word says, without holiness, no one can see God.
你能确定自己是圣洁的吗
？Are you sure you're holy?
我说没有一个人敢说这个话。
I suppose no one can say that.
如果我们不圣洁
，If we're not holy,
我要去见神
，And I want to see God.
我要去来到神的面前
，And I come before Him.
我光是来到会幕的门口。
The very fact that you come before the gate of the tabernacle.
那里立位人就在那里挡住你了。
And there the Levites will stop you.
你来这里干什么
？What are you doing coming here?
你说我要见神。
And you say, Oh, I want to see God.
立位人就问你说
，The Levites would ask,
你凭什么来见神呢
？By what could you come to see him?
我们说，见神还要有资格的。
Then we say, Oh.Do we need to meet the requirements?
神不是很悦纳人的吗
？Isn't that God is so pleased?
那现在我来寻求神，神还要我拿出条件来的。
No, I come to seek after Him, and He's showing me with all the conditions.
我想我们这种什么，你都不会发这样的愚昧的条件的问题。
I suppose brothers and sisters would not ask foolish questions like this.
因为我们都知道，我们都经历过这样的一件事。
Because we all know this, we have all experienced it.
这就牵涉到一个问题。
And this is the relation.
为什么我们在会幕那里头一件事，神要叫我们碰到会幕那个祭坛呢
？Why is it when we come before the tabernacle, the very first article when we come to see is the ground altar?
这里就给我们看到很严肃的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this shows us a very serious matter.
头一件事情就是说，你见神的那个资格具备不具备
？The first thing is.Are you qualified to meet the conditions of meeting God?
你怎么可以得着这个与神面对面的资格呢
？How could you satisfy the demands of seeing God in person?
神说你看见那个祭坛你就知道了。
And God says, if you look upon the altar, you will know.
按照律法上的定规，你必须在那里献祭。
According to the law statutes that you have to offer sacrifice.
借着献祭的事情打开人和神中间的间隔。
Through this matter of sacrificing, God has removed all the obstacle between man and God.
人和神那个间隔没有打开的话，我们就没有一个人可以见神了。
If this obstacle has not been removed, then we simply cannot see God.
那回复到我们今天的实际的光景。
If as it applies to our today's situation,
为什么我们领人信主？我们不是说你口里信主，我们就很欢喜。
Why are we trying to lead people to believe in God? We're not saying, "Oh, now you believe in the Lord, we're so happy."
我们会进一步来领会，究竟你得救了没有
？We have to further understand the very fact of.Whether you are saved or not.
许多人就不明白说，我要去见神，还要我得救啊。
Many people just simply do not understand this. I want to see God, then I have to be saved first.
我们现在是很清楚了。
Of course, we are very clear.
如果我们不得救，我们怎么能见神
？If we're not saved, how can we go to see God?
如果我们在神面前那个罪孽没有除掉的话，我们怎么能见神
？If the sin is not removed on our part.Then how could we see him in person?
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们平常看到那个祭坛的时候，我们就看到这是一个赦罪的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, as we look at the altar, we could realize all this grace of sins being forgiven.
我们在那里献了一个赎罪祭、赎愆祭，那我们的罪在神面前就过去了，所以神要我们与神相见，那个阻挡就挪开了。
As we offer this sin or transgress offerings, then we pass by this article, and all the obstacles for us to see God has now been removed.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神是有这个安排。
God has made such arrangements.
但是我们不能不很清楚的要掌握这一点。
But we just have to be very clear on
this. 为什么你在祭坛那里献祭过了，你就可以有一个资格去见神？
That is, why is it after you have offered the sacrifices, now you're qualified to see God?
弟兄姊妹们，你千万不要忘记一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, don't you forget.
我们平常说我们在神面前都是堕落的犯罪的人。
We always say that before God, we are corrupt, fallen people.
我们的堕落和犯罪，最根本的那个事实是什么？
What is the very fundamental fact of our corruption, of our fall?
我们平常就会注意到了，我撒谎啦，我言语不大可靠啦，我偷窃啦，我怎么对付人啦，我怎么嫉妒人啊，许许多多我们生活上的这个东西都弄出来了。
Then we would think of all the lies and all the things and that we speak inaccurate words. We're jealous. All these things would be brought out.
不错，这些是一些问题。
Yes, all these are problems.
但是这些不是最大的问题。
However, these are not the greatest one.
那究竟我们在神中间最大的那个问题是什么？
Then what is the greatest matter for us before Him?
用通俗的话来讲，就是我们不肯信神。
In our common language, the greatest problem for us before Him is simply we do not believe Him.
用具体的事实来表达，就是说我们不肯接受神的权柄。
And to put it in a more tangible act is simply saying that we do not want to receive His authority.
人的堕落就是不肯接受神的权柄嘛。
Man's fall is simply that they do not receive God's authority.
我们的祖宗根本就没有把神的话当作话嘛。
Because our forefathers never took God's word at its face.
神说你不要吃那个果子。
God said, do not eat the fruit.
我们的祖宗就说吃也没有什么关系吧。
And our father said, well, it's okay to eat of the fruit.
但弟兄姊妹你晓得。
But brother and sister, you know
this. 吃和不吃的当中一个最大的区别就是你用什么态度来接受神的权柄。
The greatest distinction between eating and not eating is the very attitude of yours to receive God's authority.
那现在我来寻求神。
Now I come to seek after God.
那我一看到就看到那个祭坛。
And the very moment I see that altar.
我就按照神的安排献上一个赎罪祭。
Then I just offer a sin sacrifice to satisfy God's demand.
等我们这样一做的时候。
When we do this,
神就说你那个见神的资格有可以有了。
Now you are qualified to see God.
为什么？
Why?
当然我们知道。
Yes, we know this.
那个献祭的事情是说到我们的主，他为我们钉十字架所造成的那个救恩。
The very fact of sacrificing speaks of our Lord, speaks of the salvation He has accomplished for us.
但是在我们这个人这一方面呢？
But on our part,
我们对神的态度一定先要有一个变化。
Our attitude toward God has to be changed first.
主钉十字架是为了所有的人。
That since God the Lord is crucified for all people.
那弟兄姊妹你都知道了，并不是所有的人都得救了。
But brother and sister, you know that not all men are saved.
只有那些肯接受我们的主，做他救主的人才能得着拯救。
Only those who are willing to save our Lord as their Savior are saved.
那些得着拯救和不能得着拯救的人，他们的区别在哪里呢？
So what's the distinction among those who are being saved and who are not?
从表面上来看，就是这个信，这个不信。
On the surface, it's saying, oh, this person believes, that person doesn't.
但是你看到实质上去的时候。
But in the very real essence,
你就看到信就是接受主的权柄。
You see that believing is simply to receive the authority of the Lord.
不信就是拒绝神的权柄。
Disbelief simply means
to reject God's authority. 所以就是当我们来到会幕那里头，你头一件事碰到祭坛，那里就对我们提出一个要求，你怎么看神的权柄？
So when we come to the tabernacle, when we see the altar, and there poses a question to us, how do you view God's authority?
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
主在那里很清楚的给我们看的。
There the Lord
let us so clearly. 按照定义，我们都是一个罪人。
By God's standard, we are all sinners.
这是神权柄里边所出来的事情。
And this is a fact coming from the Lord's authority.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our Lord God.
神也在那里给我们看见，你接受神儿子做救主的人，你所有的罪在神的面前也可以涂抹。
God has shown us that he who has received God's Son as his Savior, his sin is now blotted out.
那这一个安排又是那个神的权柄的那个实际在我们身上所带出的要求。
This arrangement simply brings out the very demand of God's arrangement.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，你来到会幕的时候，你就看着头一件事情你要解决的，就是你和神的关系正常不正常。
So brother and sister, the very first thing as you come before the tabernacle is whether your relationship with him is right.
如果我们和神中那个关系不正常的话，
If our relationship with God is not
right, 那么会幕里头所有的一切都与你们一个没关系的。
If this relationship is not normal, then every article in the tabernacle,
不管你做了多少多少的动作，宗教性的动作或者是社会性的动作，都没有解决我们在神的面前的那个最关键的问题。
Has nothing to do with you, even though you have conducted all kinds of religious activities, but the very fundamental problems have not been solved.
只有你在祭坛那里头遇见那一位复活的主。
Only when you meet the risen Lord at the altar, 你承认他的权柄， confessing his authority.
你承认他是替你钉死在十字架上。
Admitting that he died on the cross for you.
你也承认他的复活把神的生命赏给你。
You also confess that his resurrection has brought this risen life to you.
这个最根本的问题就解决了。
Then the most fundamental problem is solved here.
那为了时间的关系，我不多说这一方面。
Now for the sake of time, I will not go further in detail.
因为现在我们说我们要来的会幕，我们注重那个点是在怎么侍奉神。
Because our emphasis is as we come to the tabernacle, how we should serve him.
那我们侍奉神的那个最基本的那个资格我们拿到了。
Now we have gained the first qualification.
那是不是这样就可以侍奉神呢？
Is it enough for us to be able to serve him?
很有意思。
Now, very interesting.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到那个祭坛的时候，
Brothers and sisters, as you see the bronze altar,
你非常容易就想起在律法上头的安排，在祭坛那里头不是只有一种祭。
And it's easy to remember that according to the arrangement of the law, the sacrifices at the bronze altar are not just one.
里边有五个祭。
Actually, there are five offerings.
如果我们从它的最具体的那个功用来说呢，一个头一个尾，这两个祭是最重要的。
In view of all the offerings' tangible functions, the first and the last are the most important ones.
头一个祭是什么呢？
What is the first offering?
是燔祭。
It's the burnt offering.
最末后这个祭是什么呢？
Then what's the last offering?
你可以说是赎愆祭，但事实上是包括赎罪祭在里头。
You could say that's the trespass offering, but actually that includes sin offering.
因为赎罪祭和赎愆祭是同一个祭。
Because sin offering and trespass offerings are actually
而处了两个不同层次的那个罪的问题。
Are actually one offering, it simply deals with two different aspects of sin.
那所以你一到祭坛那里头的时候，
So when you come to the altar,
你看到就看到有两个事情你不能放松的。
You see that there are two things that could not be let go so easily.
第一个就是你见神的资格的问题，那是刚才我们说的一阵子的话所说到那个赎罪祭的那个结果。
The first question is your qualification to see God, and we just mentioned this about the sin offering.
那赎罪祭当然给我们的结果，对所有的人来说呢，最基本的问题解决了。
The result of the sin offering is simply to resolve the very basic problems to all.
但是你要作为一个侍奉神的人来说呢？
But in terms of a person who wants to serve God,
那这个赎罪祭就没有解决太多的问题。
Then the sin offering hasn't dealt with most of the problems yet.
因为在祭坛那里头还有其余的祭。
Because at the bronze altar there are also other offerings.
其中我们刚才特别提出来提的，那就是那个燔祭。
The most outstanding one we just mentioned is the burnt offering.
那燔祭是什么意思呢?
Then what is the burnt offering?
如果用新约的话来讲,
in the terms in New Testament,
燔祭就是就是罗马书十二章上所说到的那一个把我们整个的人献上的那个祭。
The burnt offering is just what Romans chapter 12 says, to present your whole body as a living sacrifice.
那这是这说出一个什么事情?
What is the very fact that that verse says?
就是说出了在认识神的权柄更高一层。
That tells us that this person has a higher understanding of God's authority.
接受救恩是接受神赦罪的权柄。
Receiving God's salvation is receiving the authority of God's forgiveness of sin.
现在我们进一步去服侍神的时候。
Now as we take a further step to serve him.
接上来的一个很重要的问题就是说。
The next very serious question is.
你也必须接受主做我们的权柄。
You have to receive the Lord as our authority.
也翻过来说就是说我这个人。必须要承认一件事情，我来到主的面前，我只是一个做奴仆的人。
To reverse it is simply saying that as I come before him to serve him, I am a bond slave.
我是来接受主的差遣。
I'm here to be dispatched by him.
我是来接受主的安排的。
I'm here to be sent out by him.
我是来根据主的定规来做他喜悦的事。
I'm here to do the things according to his will to please him.
就像罗马书上头所说的。
Just as what Romans says.
亲爱的弟兄啊。我以神的慈悲劝你们把身体献上当作活祭。
Dear brethren, I beseech you by the mercy of God to present your body as a living sacrifice.
这是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
This is wholly acceptable to God.
底下是什么?
And what does the verse continue to say?
底下就是一件事情。
And it shows us this.
要叫我们去分辨什么是神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
That we could approve what is the perfect, acceptable, and pleasant will of God.
然后我就跟着神这个善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And then according to God's perfect, good, acceptable will.
主怎么安排，我就怎么跟随。
And as the Lord arranges,Then I simply follow.
主怎么显明，我就怎么来接受。
As the Lord reveals that, I simply receive it.
那这个叫做奉献。
And this is called
offering yourself. 这个叫做献燔
祭。This is to offer the burnt offering.
那弟兄们，现在我们特别要留意的是什么
？Brothers and sisters, there is one thing we need to pay special
attention to. 那献燔祭这个事情什么时候做的呢？
When do you accomplish the fact of offering the burnt offering?
在我们的经历里，或者在我们的想象里。
In our imagining, in our thinking,
我们会很容易这样想。
In our experiences, we would think this way very easily.
感谢主，我接受了主，我得救了。
Thank God that I've believed in Him, I'm saved.
我可以与神有交通。
Now I could have this fellowship with Him.
那所以我就可以慢慢在主的面前来长成啊。
Then gradually I will simply grow before him.
等到我长成到一个地步的时候。
When I have grown to such a point.
我觉得我很受神的恩典和怜悯来吸引。
That I'm so drawn by God's mercy, by his grace.
我就觉得我要把自己奉献给神。
Then I feel, oh, I want to offer myself to him.
那这个时候我们就想到奉献的事情。
And at this time we think of the matter of consecration.
那这是我们一般的经历。
Well, this is our ordinary experience.
那弟兄姊妹们，我大胆地在这里说。
Brothers and sisters, let me say boldly here.
这个经历的那个实质是对的。
The very essence of this experience is correct.
但是这个经历的那个时间是不对的。
However, the time of this experience is not.
你说怎么会有这样的事呢？
And you think, how could
anything like this be? 怎么我做了一件对的事，但是那个对的事是不在一个不对的时间里呢？
How could it be that I've done something right, but the time that I have done something right is not right?
那弟兄姊妹，你留意在神法。献祭的事情交给以色列人的时候
Brothers and sisters, you know this. When God gave this matter of offering sacrifice to Israel,
神头一件不是跟人说你要献赎罪祭。
God did not say first, you have to offer this sin offering.
神头一件事情说 你首先要献的是献那个燔祭。
The first thing God said to them is offer to me the burnt offering.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
简单的来说就是说，
Now, simply put,
你必须毫无保留的承认神是万有的主。
You have to confess without any reservation that God is the God of all, your Lord.
啊，所以你说在承认他是你的主的这一个事情上面，你在神面前献了一个燔祭。
So on the very matter of confessing Him as your Lord, you offer your burnt offering.
这是我们到神面前来的时候，神的那个安排和神的那个等候。
This is the waiting, the arrangement of God as we come before Him.
所以你看到五祭的时候，头一个祭不是赎罪祭，头一个就是燔祭。
Therefore, among the five offerings, the very first is not a sin offering, but a burnt offering.
燔祭就说出了，有一个人，他里边实在是给神的作为感动了，他没有办法再维持他自己，他一定要在神的面前接受这个事实，承认主是他的权柄。
The burnt offering simply says that a man being so touched by God, he cannot keep his old self. He simply comes before God and receiving God's authority.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你去会幕的时候，你头一件碰到碰到那个祭坛。
So brothers and sisters, as you come to the tabernacle, the very first article you see is the bronze altar.
你不可能把祭坛那个事情只停留在我蒙恩得救了。
So you cannot stay at the point regarding the altar saying that now I'm saved by grace.
我与神的那个交通的关系可以恢复了。
Now I have restored the relationship of communion with Him. Yes, this is a fact.
但是主在那里给我们去接触的呢，不是只有这件事。
But what the Lord allows us to come into contact with Him
is
not only this.
让我们很清楚地看见。
Now here.
什么时候你看见你回到神的面前
Whenever you see that you have come before the Lord,
你就看到那个时候就是你献上自己给神的时候
You see that is the very time you should offer yourself to God.
所以按照神的那个安排
So according to God's arrangement,
我们在神面前蒙恩和我们在神面前奉献是同一个时间
The time for our receiving grace from God and the timeOf our consecrating ourselves.
刚才我们说我们的经历就跟不上神这个安排。
Therefore, I said that our experience simply cannot measure up to God's arrangement.
好多的人信了主十年还没有觉得我要奉献给。
So many people after they have believed in the Lord 10 years still feel they are not ready to offer themselves.
有些人蒙恩得救了一两年信主一两年了，蒙恩得救了，他就觉得哎呀，我要信主了，人家就说。何必那么快呢？
Or others, after they heard of the gospel for 1 or 2 years, and they say, oh, I need to believe in the gospel. And people say, why do you bother? What's the hurry?
是不是真的快呢？
Is that he is hurrying?
一点都不快啊。
No, not at all.
还是慢了。
Actually, very slow.
按照神的安排，弟兄姊妹，你看到。
Brothers and sisters, according to God's arrangement,
什么时候我们接触救恩，什么时候就是我们献上给主的时候
The very time that we come to encounter the salvation should be the time when you offer yourself to God.
是弟兄姊妹，当你来到祭坛的面前的时候
So brothers and sisters, as you come before the altar, from this side, you see the grace of forgiveness.
从这一边看
And looking from the other side, 你看到你
这个奉献的要求
You see the demand for
consecration. 这两个事情是非常明显在这里
Now, these two things are being displayed so clearly.
我们承认我们都是走得很慢的人
We admit we're all those who walk so slowly.
以我自己个人来说
As to me personally,
我在主的面前蒙恩了好长久好长久的时候我才觉得啊我该奉献给主。
After I received the grace before the Lord, it's been a long, long time. Then I realized that I should consecrate myself to Him.
并且还在一个年轻人的夏令聚会里头，到了那个聚会末了，主持聚会的人在那里说：“你们谁要奉献？你们举起手来。”
This happened when I was in a special conference for young people. At the time, when the person was in charge of the whole meeting, saying, "Who wants to offer yourself to God? Raise up your hand."
那个时候我就答应主这一个。
At that time, I responded to the Lord's calling.
我以为我走得很快。
And I thought myself was the one
who walked quickly in the journey. 事实上，我慢了好多年。
But I forgot the fact that it's been so many years.
也可以说是浪费了主在我身上的恩典的作为好多年。
I could say I have wasted away all the years grace the Lord has poured
on me. 我们承认我们许许多多的弟兄姊妹们在这一方面是亏欠神。
We simply have to admit that so many brothers and sisters have fallen short to God in this matter. We thank our Lord.
虽然我们是圆满了一些
although we're slow in this regard
他总是提醒我们
but God always reminds us
你该做一个献上自己的人
be a man who consecrates
如果你要服侍主
to God if you want to serve God
你必须要把自己先奉上
you have to offer yourself
first 你如果不奉献你自己
if you do not offer yourself
你怎么去服侍主呢
how do you serve your Lord
你顶多就很有热心要服侍主
and most you're zealous to serve
the Lord 但是你服侍主的那个结果是怎么样呢
then what is the outcome of your service
我想用圣经里边一个先知的事情一说弟兄姊妹就明白
I would point this point out to you through what a prophet in the Bible says and you'll understand it
说谁呢
Who is this prophet?
弟兄姊妹你猜也猜到了
Brother and sister, I think you could guess it
那就是约拿了
That is Jonah
弟兄姊妹你就看到了
Brothers and sisters, do you see it?
主叫他去尼尼微。
Now the Lord told Jonah to go to Nineveh.
他说我不甘心去。
And he said, I wasn't willing to go.
弟兄姊妹，你就看到了。
And brothers and sisters, you see it
here. 如果你不是一个奉献的人。
If you're not a person who has consecrated himself to the Lord, how could you serve him?
如果你不是一个把自己的权柄交给主的人。
If you're not a person who has given your own autonomy to him, how could you be subject to his ruling?
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
我们承认我们在这一方面常常是走的落后的主很多。
We admit that in this regard, we simply fall so behind our Lord.
但是主有忍耐。
But our Lord is patient.
他等着我们有一天看见我们真的是主的人。
He's been waiting and waiting until the very day that we see we are the Lord.
那这个是我们到了会幕的前面的时候，我们首先碰到的就是那个祭坛。
So this is the very first thing as we come before the tabernacle that we see this altar.
祭坛在那里就给我们蒙一些这样的光照。
And as the altar stands there, it simply reveals this revelation to us.
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
现在祭坛的这一个关我走过了。
Now I passed this, this place of the altar.
那我心里边就有一个感觉了。
Then I have this feeling in my heart.
我现在可以服侍主了。
I'm able to serve God.
我现在可以可以来侍奉主了。
Now having gone over this threshold, I'm ready to serve him.
那弟兄姊妹们，当你在那里这一看的时候。
But brothers and sisters, as you look at,
你说如果要真要侍奉主的话，我不能停留在外院。
You will know that if for me to serve the Lord, I cannot stay at the outer court.
因为主不是在外院，主是在至圣所里。
Because our Lord is not in the outer court; He is in the most holy place.
那我必须要先进到圣所，再进到至圣所。
Therefore, I have to enter the holy place and then the most holy place. And now I'm ready to go in.
那你能不能进去呢
？Can you go in?
你说祭坛我已经走过了。
And you said, I've passed the altar.
应该没问题了吧
It should be okay with me.
但是你走过了祭坛
But after you pass by the altar,
你走到会幕门口的时候
As you come to the gate of the tabernacle,
你发觉那里又有一个物件摆在那里
And then you see another piece of furniture there.
这个物件呢圣经说叫做洗桌盘
And the Bible calls it the laver.
那里头的那个按照条例上面来说呢
According to the law, according to its precepts,
所有进入会幕的祭司必须要在这个盘里洗手洗脚。
Every priest who enters the tabernacle first has to wash his hands and feet.
你如果不在这里洗手洗脚
，if you do not wash your hands and feet,
你就闯进会幕的话
，and you simply rush into the tabernacle,
神就说，那你的结果就是一个死亡。
God says the outcome simply is death.
那当你碰到这个洗桌盘的时候。
When you come across this labor,
你看到了，你要进入会所，还是要再经过这一个考验呢
？Now you realize you have to pass this test.
那什么叫做洗桌盘
？Now what is this labor?
那我们从那个律法的字句上面就知道
，From the words of the law, we could know.
他要叫祭司的手。 和脚都洁净。
That the law requires the cleanliness of the hand and feet of the priest.
那简单的话来说。
Now, simply put,
你脚是踏在这个世界。
Your feet stand on this earth.
不管你有意和是无意，你会很容易的沾染了世界。
Consciously or unconsciously, you are defiled by the world.
你手在这个世界里边做工。
And your hands work in the world. 有很多的接触。And you have so many contacts.
或多或少，你会把世界的东西掺在那里。
More or less, the worldly things will be mingled in you.
所以你要来到圣所的里头。
So as you come to the tabernacle,
你不能把世界的东西带进来。
You can never bring the worldliness into it.
所以你必须先要洁净。
Therefore, you have to cleanse yourself.
那你怎么去洁净呢？
How do you cleanse yourself?
那里有个洗桌盘。
There is the laver.
你就在那里洗手。
There you wash your hands.
你又在那里洗脚。
There you wash your feet.
洗得干净了。
After you're clean,
你就进去了。
You go in.
如果你洗不干净，要拼命要进去的话。
If you do not clean your hands and feet there,
你进去是可以进去。
You try to force your way in, yes, you could go in.
但是你出来的时候是别人把你抬出来。
But you will be carried out by others.
因此你看到那里话语是说得非常严肃的。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, God's word says so seriously.
他说如果你不洗手洗脚进入会幕啊，你一定会死亡。
If you do not wash your hands and feet and you go into the tabernacle, you
will die. 当然我们现在不是按照律法的秩序来跟随。
Of course, we're not following the law according to the words of the law.
但是我们必须从律法的秩序的里头看到神当时做这个安排的那个心意和目的。
But we have to know God's arrangement, His purpose, His will in the words of the law.
非常简单的，神的心意在那里就发表了。
Very simply, God's will is being revealed.
如果我们要服侍主的话
，For us to serve the Lord,
我们必须要根据主的心意。
We have to follow His will.
你不能把主以外的东西带到主的面前来说，主啊，你喜欢这个。
You can never bring anything that's apart from the Lord and saying, Lord, do you like it? I'll give it to you.
我们的主不会点头的。
Our Lord would never nod.
我们的主首先要看的，你有没有经过洗桌盘。
The first thing that our Lord wants to see is that whether you have gone through the laver.
如果没有经过洗桌盘的，你带到主的面前来。
Anything that has not gone through the labor and been brought before the Lord would only make yourself suffer loss.
当然，今天神不会叫我们像当年那样子，立刻的好像叫亚伦那两个儿子就给火烧掉。
Of course, God would not devour Aaron's two sons in those days by fire. He would not deal that way.
当然有一个事实就非常清楚的。
But there is a very clear fact.
我们没有办法逃脱那个属灵上的死亡。
We can never escape the spiritual death.
什么叫做属灵上的死亡？
And what is the spiritual death?
最简单的来说，你跟主的交通就受打岔。
Most simply point is that there is an interruption between your fellowship
and God. 重要的一点的话来说，你对神的话语你就没办法再有一点光。
More importantly is that you do not receive any further light from God's word.
更严重一点的，你向着主的心就完全提不起来。
And something even more serious than this is that you could never lift up your heart to the Lord.
这就是属灵的死亡的一种光景。
And this is the very condition of spiritual death.
而我们的主不叫我们来到主的面前而接受那个结果是一个属灵的死亡。
The Lord does not want us to come to Him like this and receiving the very fact of a spiritual death.
所以他要我们一定要洗手洗脚。
Therefore, He demands that we need to wash our hands.
那么这个洗手洗脚来到新约的时候，究竟是说一件什么事呢？
Now, this washing your hands and feet in New Testament, what does it mean?
弟兄姊妹们，这是很重要的一件事。
Brother and sister, this is a very important matter.
我们读以弗所书的时候，我们就很清楚地了解这一点。
Now, as we read the decisions, we could know this very clearly.
那里特别提醒我们说，我们要用主的道来洗净我们。
There, it reminds us very importantly that we need to be watched through the Word of God.
那换一句话来说。
And now, to put it in another way.
那么现在我们来到主的面前。
As we come before the Lord.
如果我再进一步来说。
To take it a
little further. 我们要来服侍主了。
When we are about to serve
Him. 但是我怎么来服侍主呢？
How do we serve God?
我用我的脑子在那里想。
Now, with our head, we're thinking.
主有什么需要？
What is that the Lord needs?
我就想出一个办法来去答应主的需要。
Then I will come up with some way to satisfy his needs.
或者你是想到人有什么需要。
Or you might be thinking, what needs
may have? 你就想着各种各样的办法来去满足人的需要。
So with all kinds of means, ways, you're trying to satisfy that need.
现在的基督教就最喜欢做这样的事。
This is what today's Christianity loves to do.
当你这样做的时候。
When you're doing things like this.
有没有想到。
Have you ever thought?
我这样安排，这样做，这样想。是不是经过许多盘而出来的呢？
My arrangement and thinking of this had them or have them gone through many altars.
比方我昨天晚上特别提到，现在好多人很喜欢聚会里面搞热闹。
I just mentioned last night that nowadays meeting simply enjoy all the hustle and bustle.
你说在聚会里头不热闹怎么可以呢？
And you say, how could it not be so? Not exciting at
meeting. 不热闹我们就要打瞌睡了。
Without this excitement, we would fall asleep.
那弟兄姊妹问题就是在这里了。
Now, brother and sister, this is the problem.
我们来聚会。
As we come to the meeting.
我们的心是向着主。
Our heart should be toward the Lord. And we are also waiting for something from the Lord.
我们能这样连上主的时候,
as we are linked to the Lord.
环境上热闹不热闹, 跟那一个事情没有发生关系。
So outwardly, whether the meeting is exciting, appealing, really has nothing to do with the fact.
我们要紧的就是说我们的灵和主有接触。
The most important thing is that our spirit could come into
contact with God. 我们的心向着主是够敞开。
Our heart is wide open to God.
让主自由做工在我们的里面。
So the Lord could work freely in us.
这个是主自己给我们所看到的。
This is something the Lord himself shows us.
你说我怎么知道呢？
Then you ask, how do I know this?
你到洗桌盘里边一洗你就知道了。
When you go to the laver, wash your hands,
you will know. 你怎么在洗桌盘一走一洗呢？
And you ask, how do I wash?
以弗所那里不是很清楚说了吗？
Doesn't Ephesians tell us clearly?
那就是神的道吗？
And that is the word of God.
就是用
了
神自己的话语来叫我们看见我们手和脚干净不干净。
That is through the word of God itself. It will enlighten us to see whether our hands and feet are clean.
我们的心思和意念干净不干净。
Are our thoughts and intents clean?
如果我们做不了神的话，我们过不了神的话。
If we cannot pass the test of God's
word, 那你怎么可以说是在神面前是已经洗干净了呢？
Then how could you claim that you have been washed clean before God?
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
神让我们受带领去进到他的面前。
God has been leading us to come in his presence.
他首先就叫我们遇见那个祭坛。
First, he allows us to see that altar.
他再一步叫我们遇见那一个洗桌盘。
Next, he leads us to meet that laver.
弟兄姊妹们，不管是我们侍奉也好，我们生命上的追求也好。
Brothers and sisters, whether we are serving or pursuing after the growth of our lives.
神在帐幕里边所做的这个第一个阶段的那个安排是非常清楚的。
The very first part of the tabernacle should be very explicit to us.
如果第一个阶段我们走不过来，
if we're not able to pass through the first part,
你没办法在第二个阶段里边有任何的作用的。
There is no way for you to have any function in the second part.
更谈不到要进入至圣所。
Much less about going to the most holy place.
我们要到圣所，到至圣所，首先你先要解决在院子里边神在那里所设立的。
For us to go into the most holy place, first, you have to be able to meet all requirements placed out at our court.
总的一句话来说，
Now, just to sum
it up, 神是把我们带回他自己话语的亮光的地方。
God is bringing us back to the very light of his word.
让我们从他的话语里头接触到主的权柄。
And from his word, we come into contact with his authority.
在那里走过祭坛的要求，
There we have passed through the requirements of the altar.
也走过洗桌盘的要求，
Through the demands of the laver.
让我们这个人是很干干净净的，完完整整的，在主的面前蒙悦纳的。
So we are clean, we are complete, we are acceptable to him.
这样我们的主就要领我们进入第二层的学习和操练。
Only in such a way our Lord could lead us into the exercise of learning in the second part of the tabernacle.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那现在我们看到称为信主的人来到目前这个世代。
Now we see that a person who is called a believer as he comes to this present age.
如果我们留意我们周围所发生的事情。
If we pay attention to the things happening around us.
我们里面都会有一个感觉主回来的日子是越来越迫近了。
Now we should have this feeling that the day of our Lord's return is so urgent.
那也就是说圣上给我们好好的追求服事的日子。越来越减少了。
That is the remaining time for us really to serve Him, to pursue after Him, is really decreasing.
等到那一天。
Until that day.
我们的主真的来了。
When our Lord does return.
我们去见主了。
As we're about to see Him.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么去见主呢？
Brother and sister, how do we go and see Him?
我们怎么去见主？
How do we see Him?
并不是一个很严格的要求。
He doesn't have that strict demand.
那只是一个很简单的要求。
He only has this very simple demand.
神只是要求我们按照他自己真理的光来行走。
God only demands us to walk in the light of His truth.
那我们要在神真理的光里边行走得好。
For us to walk well in the light of His truth.
我们进到会幕里头，第一个阶段要学的功课很清楚。给我们指出了道路。
The first part of the tabernacle shows us very clearly the very way to learn this lesson.
我们十分盼望主给我们里面有一个很明确的感觉，知道什么叫做主的权柄。
We earnestly hope that the Lord will give us this clear understanding as to what the Lord's authority is.
我们就学习按照主的权柄来跟随主。
Let us all learn according to His authority to walk.
等候主那荣耀的日子的显现。
And waiting for the revealing of His glorious day.
我想下午我和弟兄姊妹的交通就停在这里。
I think I would just stop here at this afternoon's fellowship.
这个只是限于在会幕里头那个外院的那个部分。
And all my sharing is limited to the outer part of the tabernacle.
晚上我们在交通进入圣所里头，我们该怎么来跟随？
In the evening session, we will continue to fellowship on how to follow our Lord to enter the most holy place.
我们有点祷告。
Shall we have a word of prayer, please?
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们真知道你的话语向我们一打开，我们就看见你的荣耀和我们自己的愚昧。
As your word is open to us, we could really see your glory and our foolishness.
我们仰望主赏赐更多的怜悯给我们。
We all look unto the Lord to give us more mercy.
让我们从各种各样的捆绑和软弱里边可以释放出来。
So that we could be released from all kinds of weaknesses and bondage.
让你的心意在我们身上可以有路行出来。
So that your will be carried out in a way.
我们也在你的面前能按照你的心意来往前行。
And we could also move further according to your will.
主，感谢你在过去日子对神儿女们的带领。
Lord, we really thank you for all of your leading throughout the past.
我们更仰望我们的主，在前面的日子，你把我们带领进入你自己的目的。
We look unto you even more as you lead us into your very own purpose.
但愿荣耀、称颂、感谢、爱戴都归给你。
May all the adoration, the praises, the glory be unto you.
我们这样祷告、仰望，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and look unto you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.